Praise the Lord. Oh, I want to say something before you do this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank God for being back by way of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number one and two, with our blog radio broadcast. Praise God. This is Co-Pastor White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number two, in Lakeland, Florida, and I just thank God for another day of life, health, and strength. I thank God for, you know, God has been so good to all of us, for us being alive on today, for him making a way for us out of no way, being better to us than we could ever be to ourselves, amen. If God had not done it, it could not be done, praise God. For truly he is a good God who is worthy to be praised, praise God. I want to thank God and give honor to the Most High God who is worthy to be praised, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, amen, the Godhead Trinity, amen. I just thank God so much, amen, for his hand of mercy and protection, amen, all around us. And I thank God for our very fine and wonderful apostle, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn and her family. Praise God. Thank God for the woman of God and just all of her love, her teaching, amen, just a great woman of God that has taught us the ways of God to do, amen, what the Lord have called us to do, praise God. A great example for us to follow. Also giving honor to my pastor, my husband, Pastor Terry White, amen, who is the pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number two in Lakeland, Florida. Thank God for the man of God and how God is moving in his life, blessing and keeping him and using him great and mightily for the work of God, amen, to carry on the kingdom work, praise God. Amen. I want to thank God for all the pastors, the ministers, the evangelists. Amen. Assistant Pastor Mary Williams, for Pastor Johnson. Amen. For Elder and Yvette Smith. Amen. For Elder and Minister Yvette Smith. Praise God. And for all of the Sunshine of Faith family, the adults, the youth, everyone in their respectable place. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. Amen, amen. Don't we serve a wonderful God on today who is so worthy to be praised and worthy to be magnified and lifted up, exalted to the highest of heavens. Praise God. And truly, we just thank God for everything that he is doing. Because, and as our late great apostle, Apostle Durr, amen, would say, he's a moving violation God. Yeah. Amen. He's on the move, praise God, for us, his people. Praise God. Where we can't see his hand, praise God. Amen. We know to trust him by the Spirit. Praise God, that God is on our side. Oh, praise God. And I know last Wednesday, praise God, we talked about God being on our side, that if it were not for the Lord who was on our side, and we could just put our name in there, now may Israel say, Rhonda say, Terry say, Mary say, John say, Jane say, amen, we would have been destroyed a long time ago. Amen. So God is so good and merciful and kind, amen, that we're going to keep lifting him up. He is faithful. Praise God until the end, and he is so faithful unto us until the end. Praise God. Amen. Time without end. And truly want to just thank the Lord for everybody that's listening in on today. If you're out there listening in, if you know someone that doesn't know Christ and the pardon of their sins, amen, amen, let them know today that God loves them and that he is still a saving God. Amen. There is still room at the cross, praise God. Amen. For more, praise God. Amen, amen. Unto the saving, to receive and to come unto the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. And if you're out there today listening in, and if you know someone that's listening in that doesn't know Christ and the pardon of their sins, let them know that today the word of God declares is the day of salvation. Amen. And just believe that Jesus is the only Son of the true and the living God. Amen. And that Jesus died on the cross. He died on the cross for all of the sins that were ever committed and will ever be committed. For the sins of the world, for my sins, for your sins. Amen. Praise God. But he didn't stay in the grave. The grave couldn't hold him. Praise God, because of God's love and power, God raised him from the dead on the third day with all power in his hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. And if you believe, amen, that Jesus is the only Son of God who died on the cross for your sins and was raised again on the third day by God the Father with all power in his hand, amen. If you believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth, amen, the word of God declares that you are saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. As our pastor, my husband often says, today is a great day to be saved. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. The time is now to come unto Christ. Amen. We can't wait because we don't know when the time, our time here on earth is up, or when it's over, or when that's going to happen, or when we're going to be called, when we're going to be snatched away, praise God, either through death or through the snatching away that we know of as the rapture. That's why it's time to be saved right now, praise God, and give our lives, give our spirits, our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and souls over to Christ. Praise God. And we love God because he first loved us. Praise God. And he drew us by his Spirit. Amen. We could not come unto him except he drew us. Amen. By his Spirit, because we were out there running wild. Amen. When I say, you know, running wild, I mean living in the world. We didn't have Christ on our mind as far as being saved, to live for him, to be filled with the Holy Ghost, to do the works of God. To show love unto God and to others as the word, amen, commands us to. That's what I mean. We were wild in sin, amen. It doesn't matter whether or not you never stole or you never injured anybody or you never committed adultery, amen, praise God, amen. Or you that you never backbite anybody. Backbit anybody, you know, we still were sinners, and whatever we did, whatever we didn't do that was not of God, praise God, we were sinners in need of a Savior, amen, praise God, and God drew us by his Spirit to draw us unto Christ that we might be saved, praise God. So we're just so thankful for that on today, praise God, and we're just excited about what God is doing. We're going to give some points of contact before we end the broadcast on today. Amen. We're going to have a word of prayer. Amen. And then we're going to be going, praise God, to the word of God. Amen. To lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Even the more, praise God. Amen. We're going to ask Pastor White to take us to the throne of grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah for the goodness of our great God. Hallelujah. As we prepare our hearts and minds to go before the Lord, Lord God, we honor you and praise you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Savior and our King. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Ghost. Have your way. Hallelujah. We honor the great leadership, our Chief Apostle, Dr. Ogburn, hallelujah, and all the saints of God, Co-Pastor White, my lovely wife, and all the number one church, and all the number two church, and all the saints of God all over that are tuned in to this broadcast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you, we praise you, we thank you. Hallelujah. For your goodness, your grace, your mercy that you've shown us this day. Hallelujah. And down through the years, we know that you have been good to us. Hallelujah. Good to our families. Hallelujah. Good to those that, hallelujah, we have lifted up in prayer. Hallelujah. And God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for, hallelujah, everything that you are doing and all that you've done. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for touching the families that's going through a time of bereavement, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch those families that are praying for loved ones, God, hallelujah, that are seeking your face, hallelujah, for healing and deliverance, and hallelujah, salvation, God, hallelujah. for their loved ones. Oh, God, we pray that you would touch the ones that are listening on today, God, that your word would, hallelujah, find them right where they are. Lift them up, God. Touch them, God. Hallelujah. Bring a refreshing. Hallelujah. Bring hope to those that, hallelujah, seem to have no hope, God. Lord Jesus, you are the hope of glory. We thank you right now. We thank you for your word that's coming from Pastor White. God, we pray that you would bless her, God. Use her mightily in the name of Jesus to bring forth what you have placed in her heart to bless us on today. And God, we thank you. We praise you, God. Hallelujah for everything. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make a place for the homeless, God. And God, we thank you for doing it all in Jesus' name. Well, we love you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor White, for that blessed and anointed prayer. Praise God. We know that the Lord has heard the blessed and anointed prayer that you rendered up and that he is answering the prayer.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Amen. Praise God. And today we want to focus on a scripture today, praise God, that's very familiar to, I'm sure, all of us that are believers and to a lot of people that are not, that may be tuned in, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're talking about what the Bible says is to not fret. Amen. Mm. Not fret ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Not fret ourselves because of what the Bible describes as evil doers. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if we fret ourselves, that means, you know, to be anxious and to be worried. Amen. To be upset. Hallelujah. The word of fret, the word fret means to be anxious, nervous, upset. Amen. A situation or regarding a person or circumstance. Amen. Praise God. And see, God told us in his word to fret not ourselves because of evildoers, because he knew that the situations would come in our lives that would cause us to fret just because of the evildoers. So God wanted us to know that even when these circumstances come, that we don't have to stay in that mindset.
Hallelujah.
We don't have to stay, hallelujah, in that place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. And you know what we love about it is that God didn't just advise us or command us to not fret ourselves because of evildoers, Pastor, mm-hmm. but he told us basically what would happen to the evildoer.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
To the evildoer that was causing us the sense of anxiousness,
mm-hmm.
upsetness,
mm-hmm.
anxiety,
yeah.
worration.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. God has a plan for them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, and as long as we, as the believers, as long as we don't find ourselves to be the evildoers, amen, we should know and need to know from the word of God that everything is all right.
Hallelujah.
And it's going to work out all right. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's going to work out all right. It's going to be okay. Amen. And our scripture, of course, like I said, is probably familiar to a lot of people, saved as well as unsaved. It's coming out of Psalms 37, the first verse. And we're going to read down through some of the verses, praise God, and just discuss what the Lord have placed on my heart about the different verses. Amen, praise God.
Thank you.
Amen. and let the Lord have his way. Now, I'm reading the New King James Version, so your Bible may read a little bit different, but for the most part, you know, it definitely is the same word, but it may be a few words that are a little bit different. And Psalm 37, verse 1 reads, "Do not fret because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart."
Hallelujah.
"Commit your ways to the Lord." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
"Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." Amen. Now, again, that was the New King James Version of Psalms 37, verses 1 through 9. Praise God. But we know that the message of God is still the same. Hallelujah. It might be a few words or phrased a little bit different, but it's still the same. That number one, we are not to fret ourselves because of evildoers, people that are up to evil and wicked devices, people that have, you know, a larceny in their heart, people that, you know, that just don't want to do right, people who, praise God, are scheming and out to harm you and others and just think that nothing is going to come of what they're doing. Praise God. Amen. See, the Lord, he sees it all. And he looks down from heaven upon the earth, the children of men. He looks down upon us, and he sees and he knows everything that is going on all at the same time in all of our lives. Praise God. And see, that's why the Lord wants us as the believer to be encouraged in him. Praise God. And to know that he has the situation worked out. Praise God. See, the evildoer will have us to think or believe that that they're getting away with their schemes. Or what we said, you know, oftentimes in the world we had a phrase, a person trying to do their dirt. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Yeah. You know, and the enemy will have us, that's why we can't believe what the enemy tries to bring to our mind or our hearts. Praise God. The evildoer, through the enemy, being used by the enemy, will have us thinking that they're going to get away with what they've done. Oh, but God said no. Hallelujah. God said no. God said in verse 2 in his word, "For they shall soon be cut down like the grass." Hallelujah. God's letting us know it might not be in our time. It might not be, praise God, where we know exactly what's going on or how God is stopping them or slowing them down or causing them to not do what they've set out to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But God has said through his word that he will cut them down. He said they shall soon be cut down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Like the grass, like a lawnmower rolling over grass. Hallelujah. That's a quick faster than a millisecond cut, hallelujah, of those grass blades, praise God. So God wants us to know we can trust in him. Hallelujah. He went on to say in verse 2, not only shall they soon be cut down like the grass, but they shall also wither as the green herb. Hallelujah. Their vitality. Amen. Their substance. Praise God. Amen. amen. Their viability, praise God, is going to wither up, praise God. It's going to dry up, hallelujah. Where they have that proud look, praise God, boasting about doing wrong, praise God. God, hallelujah, is going to put a stop to it, praise God. He's going to halt them in their tracks, praise God. Hallelujah, verse 3. And but this is what God is saying to believer, we must do, praise God. Hallelujah, what I must do, what you must do. When you're faced with evildoers coming up against you, hallelujah, we got to trust, hallelujah, in the Lord, hallelujah, and do good. Yeah. We got to trust that God has it under control, praise God. We got to trust that God has our best interest at heart, hallelujah. And he's not going to let the devil triumph over us, praise God. Hallelujah. Went on to say, hallelujah, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Praise God. Has the Lord been faithful to you, praise God. Hallelujah. He's been faithful, night and day. He's been faithful, praise God. When we haven't been faithful, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. His faithfulness, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God, is without question, praise God. Hallelujah, the Lord, hallelujah, is making a way out of no way.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He went on to say, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. Delight yourself also in the Lord. Praise God. So we need not only trust in the Lord, but we have to also delight ourselves in the Lord.
Yes.
We have to have an overflow of joy. Hallelujah. And rejoice again. Hallelujah. And again in the abundance of God's love. Praise God. In the abundance of what God is doing in our lives. Praise God. He's not only, praise God, our blesser, praise God, but he is our avenger, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's what he is saying through these verses, praise God, that he will avenge us for the wrongs that people do against us, praise God. Hallelujah. You know it says in his word that revenge, hallelujah, is mine, said the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We don't have to go out there trying to cut down our enemies, praise God. Hallelujah, whether it be with words or whether it be with our hands. We don't have to do it, praise God, because God, hallelujah, is our battle axe, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise God. I'm remembering the word that Pastor White ministered last night on the Bible study, praise God, on the victory prayer line, praise God, excuse me, about how, praise God, amen, if it wasn't for God, we might find ourselves in certain situations, excuse me, that wouldn't have been to our advantage, that would not have worked out for us, praise God. We could have ended up in a lot of trouble. But if the Lord was on our side and constrained us by his love, hallelujah, and had placed his spirit of temperance in and upon us, praise God, and the love of God that overruled what we wanted to do,
yeah,
praise God. Amen. We just thank God so much. Praise God. Psalm 37, we cover in verses 1 to 9. We're at verse 5. Amen. We're just going to wrap up the rest of them because we see our time is drawing close. Amen. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Not maybe, might, should, could, or would, but he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. We have to wait. Amen. It seems like at times a long time, but our time is not God's time. God said that he would do it, and we have to trust and know that he will.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. Let that evildoer go on thinking he's getting away, doing whatever he thinks he or she big or bad enough to do, praise God. It's all right, praise God, because God, as you being a child of God, God is on your side. Hallelujah. God's going to fight your battle. God's going to esteem you. God's going to raise you up. God's going to bring you out. Hallelujah. If you trust in him and commit your way unto him. Hallelujah. Do not fret. Hallelujah. Amen. Because of him who brings, him who prospers in his way is only short-lived. Hallelujah. And yes, it's not going to be the reward that they think they're going to get. Because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass, don't worry about it. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Hallelujah. We're not going to let the enemy bind us up and trick us into taking up our own fight. Hallelujah. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. Amen. Do not fret. It only causes harm. Hallelujah. Physical harm, emotional harm, financial harm. Hallelujah. It only causes harm. But evildoers shall be cut off. See, again, the Lord is coming back to that to remind us. He's going to cut them off.
Yeah.
They don't even see. They don't even know how the Lord is going to intercept them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know. That's like a football player running down the field.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that he got that touchdown mm-hmm. in sight. And so he starts slowing down and showboating and, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. But all the while, the defender is running full speed to mm-hmm. stop him from scoring.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he could have gotten ever so close at the one-yard line.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See? Now, and that's why God says, let him take care of it. It might seem like they finna score and do something else they shouldn't be doing and no business doing. But God will cut them down.
Yeah.
He'll stop them. He will intercept them. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth.
Wow.
The goodness of God in the earth, we shall inherit the goodness of God in our lives, praise God, and be blessed of him. And not fret because of evildoers and people that are striving to bring wicked devices, schemes, plans to pass. Amen. We're going to trust in the Lord, commit our ways unto him.
Amen.
Amen. That we will be able to enjoy the faithfulness of the Lord. I want to give the numbers, phone numbers for our leaders and the secretary. For Dr. Osborne, praise God, you can reach the woman of God. Amen. She is the founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries 1 and 2. Number 1 in Baltimore, Maryland. Number 2 in Lakeland, Florida. Her telephone number is area code 301-732-0461. Area code 301-732-0461. And contact the woman of God for prayer and Christian counseling. Excuse me. Amen, and the Lord will really bless you. And contact the man of God, my husband, Pastor Terry White, for prayer and Christian counseling. You can reach him at area code 863-279-2332. Area code 863-279-2332. Praise God. And the secretary of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, the number one church, you can reach Minister Yvette Smith. Praise God. Thank God for her and her husband, Elder James Mack. Amen. You can reach the woman of God, at area code 240-554-7416.
Amen.
Area code 240-554-7416. Amen. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Praise God. And just read back over Psalm 37, 1 through 9 when you have an opportunity. Just know that God is with you. He's on your side. Amen. And we are running with God who is the winner.
Hallelujah.
And just know we can't go wrong with God on our side. And to know also that we don't have to fret because of evildoers.
Yes.
God has already taken care of them. Amen, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. And as Dr. Osborne would say, Jesus loves you, and so do we. And we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye. God loves you.